But moving on to more pleasant topics. Today, right outside our offices here at London Bridge, we've welcomed a new arrival. You may be aware of award-winning Spanish sculptor Jaume Plansa. His sculptures have captivated many cities across the world, most notably the much-adored installation of the Crown Fountain in Chicago and Voices in Madrid. His new installation in London, entitled We, consists of two figures facing each other as if in dialogue, with one installed in the Shard's Piazza and the other suspended in the air outside London Bridge Station. Our reporter, Emily Henderson, went down this morning to meet the man himself and began by asking about the driving force behind these sculptures.
Many times I'm talking about that the main intention in my work is not exactly to be in relationship with architecture, but with people. I mean, the title of that installation, in that case, is called it We. We, because I feel that it's a community all around. You cannot talk about you as a single element in society. You are in relationship with the others. Okay, that is probably the reason that I did two pieces like you in front of a mirror, you and you. And it's the same, but it's not the same. And I did that echo in front, hanging from the building, because I was joking this morning when I did my talk in front of the friends coming. I said, well, finally, the building has a function. It's the plinth of my work. And I said that because I guess an architectural element many times is a beautiful object but has not soul. And I think art has this tremendous capacity to breathe soul in a body. And I guess that duality is breathing soul in the building with the hanging piece. And in right in front in the square, in the plaza, is a piece waiting the visitor to come inside and be embraced by. When you are inside, it's also something that I love, because you see the world through the text, through the alphabet, through the diversity. And it changed completely, of course I'm talking about the poetical concept, no? It changed completely the view of the life. And well, I love when people could one day be inside to look it up, and they will see the building through the text, through the diversity of our world. And I guess it's a very beautiful idea. And I experienced it today, a very sunny day, beautiful. And I think it's fantastic if people could take photos from inside the piece to the building.
Does it feel even more special now, after a year of pandemic, gone through long periods of isolation, the cities have been like we've never seen them before. Does it feel even more special having this installation in London today?
Obviously, with the pandemic, for me, has been a very moving opening today when we unveiled the sculpture, because I met people that I didn't see in the last 2 years. I'm preparing a show at the Yorkshire Sculpt Park for next year, and I've been there in last Monday visiting the site again. I did a show in the Yorkshire Sculpt Park already in 2011. That means, and it was a pleasure to meet the director again, the curator again, and also friends, architects, designers that we are so close friends in London that I didn't see in the last 2 years. We are returning to normal life, let's say. And I think for their world it's very important, because all my artist friends, consider the world as one. We have not the concept of borders or flags. I mean, that's a matter. Art is embracing all of us. And the pandemic stuck us in different places in the world. We were blocked, no? I've been in Barcelona in my studio for 1.5 years. I remember my last trip was to Hawaii for a project and to Pittsburgh for a lecture. And then, boom, blocked in the studio. And today, I'm the happiest person in the world, of course.
Well, that's good to hear. That was Jaume Plansa talking about his newest installation outside London Bridge Station, reported there by Emily Henderson.